So what is it that you're hiding under the covers? What is your leprosy? What is your little white ball? You see, we have a choice just like his boy, don't we? We can, no matter how miserable we are, we can stay under those covers, right? Because we think it'd be more comfortable under there probably than fessing up, I don't know. Or when Jesus comes and sits down on the bed and pulls the cover back, we still have two choices. We could pull those covers back over our head, couldn't we? Because we're happy in our miserableness. Is that a word? Or we could stay there with the covers back, vulnerable before Jesus. And we can say, Jesus, if you choose, you can heal me. Now, guys, this is a little bit tough for us. I'm not excluding the women, but I know guys have it, since I'm a guy. I know that may surprise some of you. But sometimes we don't think we can show emotion. Sometimes we think we're men when we don't show emotion. But I'm asking you this morning, are you man enough to allow Jesus to heal you? Because quite honestly, it takes a bigger man to allow Jesus to heal you than to clam up and say, I have nothing to be healed. Because I promise you, you're just going to get more cold and more distant and more miserable, and it's just going to get hotter under those covers. Do you hear me? That nothing, absolutely nothing can separate you from the love of God and Jesus Christ. Nothing. Let's pray. Dear God, you are truly an awesome God. We thank you for your message today. Give us strength, Lord, to allow ourselves to lay there vulnerable when you walk up and sit on the bed next to us and pull back the covers. Give us the strength, give us the courage, give us whatever we need to lay there vulnerable before you and say, Jesus, if you choose, you can heal me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Next week, we're going to... I brought back some of the questions that you ask a church or God or a pastor on Easter morning. You remember those? That was a lifetime ago, wasn't it? So next week, we're going to visit one of those. Actually, this is several of those questions that I've kind of put into one. Why don't I do what I should? If you're as curious as I am, make sure you come back and maybe invite a friend or two. Let us stand and sing our song of invitation, Softly and Tenderly. Jesus is Calling, number 348. Let's sing the first, the second, and the fourth stanzas, Softly and Tenderly.